Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. It's time for Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, February 12th, 11th. I knew I was going to do that. February 11th. I'm all excited. I'm getting ahead of myself. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. Happy Saturday, everybody. 11:04 on the clock. We hope you're having a good one out there. This is your show. Call up with the items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area. Give us a call. We want to hear all about them. It's your show, 424-2600. Give us a call anytime. Otherwise, we're going to get into fill the time well. We're going to get into some sports today. Of course, we are less than 24 hours away from the Super Bowl. Looking forward to the pregame coverage, which I believe started about a week and a half ago. So that's already going on right now. Thank you for moving away from the pregame coverage to be able to join us. That's nice of you. Appreciate it. We're going to talk about the big game a little bit. I want to talk about our sports schedule here and our sister station, WIRI. Get into some of that. We'll talk about our schedule also coming up for the week on the morning show and morning magazine. We got a bunch of great guests joining us on both. Looking forward to diving into all those things. And of course, we have some other stuff we'll want to get to. Most importantly, we'll talk to you and take your items that you're looking for and you want to sell in that. And we'll get into our news and notes, mailbag items also. But my big one for you today, of course, as I mentioned, the Super Bowl. I want to know how you are watching the game tomorrow. How are you going to be taken in the game? You going out? You got a big event? You and a nice bottle of Chianti, some soft, maybe jazz. Some yacht rock, maybe. It's played in the... No, of course. What are you doing for the game? Do you care about the game? Are you going to have some snacks? Is that what you care about? Snacks. You don't forget about the game. What kind of food is there going to be? Do you care about the commercials? Do you still care about the commercials? All that. Give us a call, 424-2600. Let's talk about it. Because it's kind of interesting to me, and we were talking about this throughout the week, of course, leading up to it, but Terry and I were talking about it yesterday on the morning show about the tradition of watching the game and watching the Super Bowl. And there's similar things throughout the rest of the world. A lot of countries are like this with the World Cup. There's, you know, certainly tennis matches. You know, I hear from friends of mine from New Zealand and stuff that the Australian Open can be like that in tennis. But there's just nothing like the big game. There's nothing like it. And even if you don't care about football, you don't care about sports, you don't care about the game, you may have a long time tradition regarding the game. Let us know about it. Give us a call, 424-2600. Otherwise, if we have time a little bit later, maybe I will get into some of our weird, random things that I found out about the Super Bowl when I was just doing a little digging on that. For now, let's go ahead and dive into sports, as long as we're talking sports. Rewinding for a second, yesterday on our sister station, WIRI, your Assumption boys took on Abbotsford victoriously, 71-43 over Abbotsford, a decisive win for Assumption, nicely done by them. We'll be covering plenty of Assumption high school girls and boys basketball leading up to playoffs and, of course, through the playoffs, especially if the Assumption girls got anything to say about it. That team is just rolling again. It's been a lot of fun. Nice job by Randy and Don with that. Thanks a lot, Don, for leaving the score. Looking at the rest of our schedule for this weekend, and, going on right now, thank you for, again, joining me and taking yourself away from our sister station, WIRI, where they've got Marquette at Georgetown going on. I'll be honest with you. If it wasn't for you guys, that's what I'd be doing right now. I'd rather be hanging out with you. I'd always choose you guys to hang out with you. But that's my Hoyas. I love Georgetown. I like Marquette a lot. Big fan of Marquette. And when they're not playing Georgetown or Wisconsin, I'm always rooting for Marquette and certainly rooting for Coach Smart. Shaka Smart's probably my favorite college coach, period, let alone college football, college basketball. I'm a big fan of his. So I'm rooting for that. And that team is rolling right now, too. Got it all together. Starting to, put things together. Kind of hope Wisconsin could do the same. More on that in a moment. But Marquette, Georgetown going on right now. Big East action. Go ahead and check that out if you're, during the commercial breaks. I don't know. It's weird to encourage you to go check out something on another station. But it isn't really that different because it's still the same company, still the same people. And we love our coverage and love covering Marquette basketball. We've been talking about this a lot lately as the things have settled down a bit with us and Civic and some of the movement that has gone on behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. It's nice to have things set up this way. When you're building a station like 105.5 that does, great work and has some great music over there, how else do you do that if you don't have a ton of bodies, if you don't have a ton of voices? You put some good sports over there. That's one way to do it. Marquette basketball is certainly that. River Kings hockey is certainly that. Things like that, and more like that, more things like that to come as well. So that's a good one going on. Here at WFHR, of course, when we're done hanging out with you, we'll lead you into the Sunshine Polka Show. Be sure to join us for that. But a little bit later, sports-wise, at 2 o'clock, Wisconsin men's basketball at Nebraska. This is a good one. And an important one. Really, if we're being honest, for Wisconsin Badger men's fans, every game is important going forward here, especially conference games. Today's game is going to have your Badgers, who are 14-9, 6-7 in the Big Ten, against those Cornhuskers, who are 11-14, 4-10 in the Big Ten. It's at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Should be a competitive matchup. High 60s, maybe 70s if we're lucky. And I've got Wisconsin in this one, and I don't think that's they should win this game. It's college basketball, and if you've been paying, even just out of the corner of your eye, you've been paying attention, it doesn't matter. I don't know if anybody really wants to be the number one seed right now. It's just like they're playing hot potato with it. They get it, and then they lose the number one seed as soon as they get it, so should be a good one. I like the way Wisconsin is playing recently, and you've got a team that did this. It wasn't too long ago where they were calling for coach's head, and that team kind of rallied together. Some seniors stepped up, and somebody got to stop renting and maybe buy a house in the Madison area. But I don't know, if you're going to be seeing anything new on the market anytime soon. And I don't like talking people's jobs and those kind of things. But unfortunately, that is what happens when you take on these jobs, especially in college sports. If you want to feel bad or anything, go ahead and look up who the highest paid state employees are. And they are always going to be, if you have a major university in your state, they're always going to be that state's head football coach, most likely. And if not, their head basketball coach or... I think Northwestern. Coach Fitzgerald, Coach Fitz is certainly the highest paid, but they're a lacrosse coach. Not making bad money either. It's a business as much as it is entertainment. And a lot of fun. That game, 2 o'clock, Wisconsin at Nebraska. And a little bit later tonight at 6:59. Your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, your playoff-bound River Kings. Going to be at home versus the Hudson Havoc. The Hudson Havoc. You got to say it like that. It's not the same if you don't. Going to be a good one. Southwood County Rec Center going to be rocking. Just an update on your Kings. They are in fourth place in the division right now. Hudson is a little more ways. Hudson's in first in the division. Hudson is 38, playing 38 games so far this season, 32-5. Whereas your Kings are 20-17. This could go a long way playoff wise. Not so much in seeding, maybe, but momentum. The phrase is most famous in baseball. momentum is, you know, tomorrow's starting pitcher, something like that. But to me, while I have all the respect for that and to baseball fans out there, but to me, it's about starting goalie. I can think of four or five Stanley Cups off the top of my head that have been won basically by a insane goalie who was just locked in and nothing's getting past him. And the Kings got some nice goaltenders, got a really nice back defense, that front two line. Actually, all the lines, I like there at least some of the pieces on, if not all of them. And I'm a little biased, I'll be honest. You know, make eye contact and talk to these kids, not root for them. You don't have coach sitting here a bunch of times throughout the whole season and not get invested. But at the same time, I don't do them any justice if I just kind of, you know, treat them with kids' gloves and talk, you know, fondly or whatever. They've had to work some things out this season. And like any first year for any players or coach or staff or anything like that, you know, you got to get your footing. But man, have they got their footing. And I don't think I've seen a first season for a coaching staff or, you know, some of these players like I have with this before. I think the only thing I can think of is seeing some similar stuff with the Rafters and some of their work, especially when you come and consider their front office. It's been a lot of fun. Cheer on your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Go to riverkingshockey.com. Follow along with all your USPHL teams at USPHLpremier.com. And have a good game tonight, Mark and Don. Enjoy yourselves. We'll be talking about all of this on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us. It's going to be a good one. Not sure if Randy will be with us or not. I believe he will be, but if he's not able to, it's all right. Don't feel bad. I'll be all right. I got you guys as co-hosts. You guys can join us, just like you can with this show right here. Call up 424-2600. And on Playmakers on Monday from 10 to 11, join us with your sports thoughts and feelings. We want to hear them. I don't know. I don't know if there's any other sports going on this weekend. Not sure. Let me double check. On Sunday, Super Bowl. Yeah. Philadelphia and Kansas City play. There is still football to play. I thought there was another game. I could have swore. I told my dad, I'm like, Dad, I think there's at least one more game coming. Is it the Pro Bowl? No, I don't think it's a Pro Bowl. You sure it's not the Pro Bowl? So, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think they still play the Pro Bowl. Philly, Kansas City. Most people got Casey. Most people got Philadelphia. I apologize. Most people got Philadelphia, especially if you are a better or Vegas man. You've got Philly, especially if you're a Philly person from anywhere in the greater Pennsylvania area. I mean, I don't know if you can call yourself from that area if you're not rooting for Philly, or if not that, them, of course, you know, their other neighboring team. And I don't blame people for choosing Philly. I will say, for one, I can't pick against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I can't do it. I get it. I completely get where people are coming from. This is why I don't gamble, because I would be betting, you know, not intelligently. I'd be betting with my instincts and heart and gut and soul and all that. People don't make a lot of money doing that. But I can't bet against that kid, Patrick Mahomes. You can tell me he's banged up. That just makes him more dangerous to me in some ways. The way he's played this, if you've watched him this season without Tyreek Hill and everything, he has changed his game up in some ways. He has become a lot less reckless and a lot more surgical and cerebral, which makes him an assassin back there. And you give him Andy Reid, to me, the best coach in football right now, and you know, one of the best coaches of all time. Philly has not been tested, and I think that's the big thing. If you're looking for a hole in their armor, that's where you would see it. But that doesn't, I don't know, how much does that mean to you? You know, as I do an impromptu Playmakers episode here. Well, it's your guys' fault. You're not calling up 424-2600. You can call up and just let me know the phones are working at least. Call up with your items you're looking for, items you want to sell. This is Over the Back Fence. But I am curious to see how Philly plays against a team that is can take getting punched in the mouth and keep coming after you. Kansas City gets looked at as this offensive team that just flies, 80-yard passes and things like that. They are that. They've got that. You take a look at Andy Reid teams over the years. You take a look at that defense this year. Take a look at Chris Jones. And they're a lot better. This is the best team they've put together outside of maybe some health issues, again, with Patrick Mahomes in that. You can make the argument this is the best team that has been in the Super Bowl for Kansas City out of this recent three. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. How are you going to be spending the game? Watching it with friends? Going to be watching with people that you look forward to watching the game with? You going to the bars? I know a ton of our bars in this area are going to be having some great events, a lot of fun. How are you spending the game? Are our phones working? These are the questions we have for you at Over the Back Fence, but we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be back. We'll get into some news and notes, mailbag items. Plenty more coming up for you right here on the show. WFHR, we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Over the Back Fence, Saturday edition, 11:23 on the clock. I just thought I'd keep things all, you know, spike. I thought I'd, you know, spice it up a little bit with some 80s music, but I didn't expect Falco. Just like me and as a little kid in the 80s, I wasn't prepared for Falco. If you had a keyboard and some hairspray, some hair gel, you could make it in the 80s. You could make it. That's all you needed. Welcome back. We're here to take your phone calls at 424-2600. Join a conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Items that you're looking for, items that you want to sell. Maybe you got an event going on in the area you want to tell us about. We'd love to hear about it. Speaking of events in the area, we're going to get into our news and notes right now. And right out the gate. Want to wish a congratulations and a happy day to our friends at the United Way with their 2-1-1 day. Today's the day. It is 2-1-1 day today here in Wisconsin Rapids. Said a big congratulations to our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We'll talk more about them in a moment. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. So I have a couple items I would like to sell.
All right.
One is a, can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay. One is a traveler trail hitch mount for a bike rack. It holds two bikes. Can fit on the back of your pickup truck or on your car. I have all the accessories. It's in great shape, just beautiful shape. The bike rack, I got it from Brings over here in Rapids. It was $225. I'd like to sell that two-bike rack with all the equipment for, $100. Also, I have a Toro snow shovel. It's an electric snow shovel for cleaning your sidewalk or your deck off. That's in good shape, too. I'm asking $50 for that. And I have a Sears Craftsman chainsaw with three extra blades. That's in good shape. It's old, but still works real good. Now I'm asking $75 for the works. If anybody's interested in either of these three items, they can call 715-572-0690. And I thank you.
Thank you. You have a good weekend, sir.
All right.
715-572-0690 if you're interested in that trailer hitch bike, the electric snow shovel, or the chainsaw. 715-572-0690. 572-0690. And thank you for showing everybody how it's done. That's just that easy. Call up, join the conversation with your items you're looking for and items you want to sell. That's what we're here for. As I mentioned, today is 2-1-1 day. Perfectly matched on this February 11th. For those that are new to 211, get to know 211. It's an amazing resource for you and your community. 211 has answered over 4,931 calls in 2022, they did. They proudly sponsor and help the Marshfield area, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and the Marshfield area United Way. Wanted to create this regional 2-1-1 system, working together. There's many other 211s out there. I'm wishing them a great one as well. And a big thank you to the dispatchers, the people running the phones and everything. Find out more about your United Way, how you can volunteer in your area, and maybe be a part of some of their great events like Power the Purse. It's coming up March 14th. Go to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them along on social media as well. Good morning on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. You were speaking a little bit earlier about thinking there was another football game. Well, the Pro Bowl was held last Sunday, and they really did it different this year. Flag football is what it was instead of tackling
yeah.
or anything. They had two flags.
I got to catch a little bit of it. I saw a little bit of the Diggs brothers going after each other. That was kind of fun. What made it for me was the players. The players got into it. The players had fun with it. They made it a little competitive. Maybe some of them too competitive, but it's hard to ask those guys to go. You know, you're asking a Brahma bull, a lion, to act like being tamed. That just doesn't do that. But I thought for all the beings going into it, I did not think it was going to be fun at all. I didn't think it'd be interesting at all. What little bit I saw wasn't so bad.
Yeah, the Manning brothers. Were the coaches, one for the NFC, one for the AFC.
So. Peyton's still mad. It's a week later, Peyton's still mad. I guarantee you, he's still mad.
lost to his brother.
It never gets you. I'd be the same way. I'm the older brother. I cannot lose to Nick. I just can't do it. I have lost to him plenty of times. Don't tell anybody that. But I know what it's like.
Well, anyways, I have for sale a 1997 Skidoo Formula Z snowmobile, and I'm going to reduce the price. I'm going to go $1,800 or best offer. I'll even take less if I don't get any other offers, whatever best offer I get. And it's been stored inside, all driven, cover, new wear rods, belts, extra, couple gallons of injector oil. All for $1,800, and
714-424-1058.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
If you're interested in that nice-sounding Ski-Doo snowmobile, give them a call, 715-424-1058, 424-1058. Continuing with our news and notes, this from our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area and remaining snowmobile trail closure. The Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area is closed to tubing and downhill skiing due to warm temperatures and deteriorating conditions. They're going to reopen when they see sufficient snowfall. Let me take a quick look. Nope, does not look like it's going to be anytime soon. Bakersville Snow Rovers snowmobile trails will close at 8 a.m. today, so they're already closed. All other snowmobile trails in Wood County remain closed due to a lack of snow. County trail maps can be accessed on the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. That is co.wood.wi.us. And be sure that you can also keep up to date with all the everything at their Facebook and Instagram pages or going to the great website Travel Wisconsin. We'll go to the Rome area in a moment with our next news and note. First, a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh, is this James?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. I have for sale a ladies' size large green and white Columbia hooded ski jacket for sale in excellent condition. It's size large. I just want $20 for it.
All right.
And they can phone 715-886-4677. And if I'm not here, leave a message and I'll call you back.
886-4677.
Yes. Thank you, James.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. 886-4677. Interested in that nice sounding jacket? Give her a call. 715-886-4677. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence. Good morning. Try this again. Well, we lost you. Feel free to call back, 424-2600. I mentioned my original stomping grounds here in Wisconsin, the Rome area. They got something fun going on today. And it's really the final couple days of this. It's kicked off yesterday. Snow Blast is going on over at Lake Arrowhead. Whether it's live music, raffles, auctions, games, taste testing, or anything in between, this weekend of fun at Lake Arrowhead is sure to please everybody. Visit Rome, Wisconsin is sponsoring the Dueling Pianos performance that went on yesterday. I heard great things about it. Snow blast going on over there at Lake Arrowhead today. Wishing them a great time and more going on over there. We'll actually talk with our friends at Visit Rome this Thursday on Morning Magazine. More on that when we get to our schedule a little bit later. Right now, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, James.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing this fine, Dave.
Doing all right. Enjoying this sunshine, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I got a perfect gift for Valentine's Day. For sale, 7-quart digital air fryer.
Oh, there's nothing says love like an air fryer. You're so right. You're so
it's good. It's a Gamea. It's number one rank in the United States. 7-quart brand new in the box.
It does sound really nice. Air fryers are great.
I got it for my sister-in-law for Christmas, and I got a 4-quart, so I can't use it.
Oh, okay. All right.
$50.
Good deal.
715-424-3694.
424-3694.
Yeah, we can pick it tomorrow.
I got Kansas City. I wouldn't put any. I wouldn't bet any money on it. But I got Kansas City. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, 231-28.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Ooh, that'd be a good game too. Man, that's really all you can hope for, right? Good game, good competitive game.
Yeah, my sister called yesterday from Mesa, Arizona. She said you can't even get down the street. There's so many cars.
I was wondering about that. I've got a couple friends out in that way, and you know, just the way that they complain about some of the traffic and everything already, some of the parking issues. I can't imagine you have the Super Bowl out there. It's not the first time they've hosted it, so they got that going for them. But still, gotta wonder.
And then the big golf tournament.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Always good to talk to you, sir. Be sure to join us if you get a chance on Monday on Playmakers, okay?
Yeah, I'll give you a jingle.
Yeah, you have a good one. Again, if you're interested in that air fryer, 424-3694, 715-424-3694. Got a couple minutes left before break. Let's get some news and notes in. The Cancer Caregiver Support Group is having their sharing meeting exclusively for caregivers of cancer patients. No patients or guests, please, at this one. It'll be Monday, February 13th from 5:15 to 6:15 at Aspirus Riverview Hospital in their low-level conference center, rooms B and C, 410 Dewey Street. Attendees will have the opportunity to share with and support one another as a sharing meeting. There will not be a guest speaker or presentation. This is free. No registration is required. And they meet the following Mondays in 2023. So this coming Monday, February 13th, then again in April on the 10th, June on the 12th, August on the 7th, and October on the 9th. We'll talk about those as we get closer to them. But again, Cancer Givers Caregiver Support Group sharing meeting this Monday, 5:15 to 6:15 at Aspirus Riverview Hospital's Lower Level Conference Center. It's free. No registration is required. And the very next day, they'll have their cancer support group meetings featuring guest speakers, women, men, caregivers, and support persons welcome. Eating Healthy Through Cancer. It's presented by Angela Anderson, RD, registered dietitian with Aspirus Riverview Hospital. This will be Tuesday, February 14th, 5:15 to 6:15. Same place, same area in the Aspirus Riverview Hospital's lower level conference center. This is also free with no registration required. And they'll meet again on the second Tuesday of February in April, June, August, October, and December. You can find out more by giving them a call at 715-421-7442. Again, if you want to know more about either of these events, 715-421-7442. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, James, I was going to ask you, is your station carrying the Super Bowl or any stations tomorrow, too?
I'm not 100%. I know that we're not. At least I don't believe we are. If we are, I believe that I would. I feel like we would have been promoting it and stuff. I think it's a good question. Don't get me wrong. I'm just now I'm second guessing myself. Like, wait a minute, we do have CBS, but now the Super Bowl's on Fox this year, so they've kind of got a little bit more of the rights on it. I'm not sure how that's working out, like with ESPN or any of the other networks.
Yeah, I might be gone tomorrow, and I was wondering if it was going to be on a radio station anywhere. If anybody knows, maybe they could call in.
Yeah, and I got to imagine it is. So maybe we'll get some more information from some callers
and
out there.
You got a birthday coming pretty soon.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't heard about this. I haven't.
Yeah, my boyfriend's, because I remember it's the same day on the 20th.
Ah, that's funny. That's great. Yeah, coming up.
Okay. Thanks, James.
Thank you. And we'll try to find that out for you. Thanks for the call. It's a good question. Because, I know that in years past, we have had it on our airwaves before at times. But I am pretty certain that Fox, I know it's on Fox as far as the video broadcast of it and everything. But I was trying not to sound, say, cable broadcast, because I figured that sounded old. So I said video, which sounded even older. We got 2 minutes to go to break yet, so I want to tell you about something things going on over at the Lowell Center. This Monday from 8 to 3:30, they will have their AARP Tax Aid Program. From 8 to 4 will be their walking path. At 9:30, they'll have their arthritis exercise. Also going on at 9:30, cardio drum. And at 1 o'clock, Wii Bowling. All this taking place over at the Lowell Center at 220 3rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Have any questions? Give them a call during business hours throughout the week, 421-1051, 421-1051. Every Wednesday, join our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, for bingo! Doors open at 5, bingo kicks off at 6:30. Great food, great atmosphere. And when you're doing things over at the Elks Lodge, you know that you're putting right back into your community, because the Elks Lodge sure does. Whether they're hosting events or, you know, opening their doors for people. You see their names sponsoring all kinds of different stuff. Enjoy some bingo and some fun with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Doors open at 5, bingo kicks off at 6:30 this Wednesday, every Wednesday. Our friends over at Focus, Feeding Our Communities with United Services, now has all three of its original founding services in its new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue. Do some really good stuff. Meals for the first two Thursdays, in December, that, you know, some of the other events that they were doing in December were so great. And, of course, wanted to mention the Neighborhood Table. The Neighborhood Table provides to-go meals every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, or 4:30 to 5:15. Since they have a limited number of meals available, reservations should be made online by going to theneighborhoodtable.org. It's all one word, theneighborhoodtable.org. And if you don't have internet access, you can always give them a call, 715-422-1980. That is 422-1980. Be sure to leave your name, phone number, number of meals you're requesting, and be sure to give them a thank you. And a big shout out to our friends at the Neighborhood Table, SWEPS, Neighborhood Backpack Program. Everybody under the Focus umbrella doing such good work. And before we go to break, I do want to tell you about some great guests we had in yesterday on Morning Magazine to wrap up the week. We had we were talking about the 9th Southwood County Empty Bowls. It's a great event. Focus is hosting the event. It's at 2321 West Grand Avenue. A big thank you to Mary Schultz for joining us yesterday and having some fun. It's a great event. It's great to have it back. We're excited to have it over at the Focus. It's a great combination. And generous support of 10 local restaurants who are providing a great selection of soups. Local restaurants participating, some of our best soups from these fine restaurants: Aaron's Wines and Steins, Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, Danny Kay's Pub and Grill, The Fallback, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Jennings and Company, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Misty's Menu, Olympic 2 Family Restaurant, and Sportsman's Pub and Grill. They're also serving homemade rolls. This is all to raise funds for organizations in our community that provide direct food relief to our neighbors in need. One of the greatest causes you can put into all of that, and you get to take home an original bowl. Some of these bowls are made by kids in our local schools around here, and so many other great people participating in this. For your $10 donation, ages 3 and above, you receive a simple meal of soup, bread, beverage, and a cookie. A handmade bowl crafted by a local potter or pottery student is yours to keep as their thanks for your support. And like many people that I talk to that have one of these bowls, years later, looking at it, eating it, using it, they're reminded of this event, and they're also reminded that there are people out there that have empty bowls. And this whole event is to raise awareness, raise funds to help those people. So many of them are friends, neighbors, heck, if they're strangers, they're human beings. And this is one of the greatest things you can be in on. Join us Saturday, February 18th, 11 to 2, over at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue, as the 9th annual Southwood County Empty Bowls goes on. You can find out more by going to focusofswc.org, all one word, focusofswc.org, and be sure to find that same link, Focus of SWC, their Facebook page. We'll be talking about this throughout the show. We got some more news and notes to get to. Plenty more phone calls to take. We got to get into our schedule for the week. Got a lot to do. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do some of it right here on Over the Back Fence at WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone. Here for this Saturday, February 11th, 2023, 11:45 on the clock at your host, James, behind the mic. Taking your phone calls at 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. A couple of news and notes we want to get to, but remember, we're taking your calls about things going on with the Super Bowl. How you watching the game? How you going to take in the game tomorrow? Do you care about the game? What kind of snacks you going to have? Looking forward to the commercials? All the above. 424-2600. Speaking earlier about guests we had in this week on Morning Magazine, always thankful to be joined by our friends from the Historic Point Boss. We were talking about Wakely's Winterfest Feast. Going on, the feast will feature two domestic meats, various wild game, and other delectables from Mary's Kitchen. The meal will be followed by entertainment. It's going on Saturday, February 18th. The gathering will begin at 4, the feast at 4:50. The program will begin at 6:30. This all takes place at the beautiful Nakusa Area Senior Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You can get them at our great friends over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish a good morning to all our friends over there. Beaver's Variety Store at 410 Market Street in Nakusa. Been there many times. Good morning to Beaver's. And a good morning to Daily Drug in Wisconsin Rapids. You can get your tickets there as well. For further information, give them a call, 715-459-1722, 459-1722. Be sure to bookmark and go to their webpage, Historic Point Boss, to find out more. They don't have a ton of fundraisers over there. This is not only a way to get some really, they got raccoon this year, some black bear, some different stuff to try, along with other options. If you're a vegetarian, they got options for that. Other different types of your, regular meats. That's a great idea, great event. And again, you're making an investment going there. You're getting a great meal, having a great time. But you're also putting an investment in your community and helping the great people over at the Historic Point Boss keep history alive and well, keep it going. Encourage you to reach out to them as well if you're ever looking for ways to volunteer or maybe tours or different things that you'd like to do. Do some great work over there and some really awesome people. Go ahead and give them a call, 715-459-1722, or visit their website, historicpointboss.com. And finally, in our news notes, just wanted to mention the community blood drive taking place this Tuesday, February 21st from 10 to 3. They will have another one February 27th from 2 to 7. These will take place at East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Walk-ins are welcome. 886-566-5900 to schedule an appointment. Taking a look at my, because I don't get to do Over the Back Fence that often, but looking at my notes for Over the Back Fence from 2019, 2020, Yeah, I was doing the same bit, telling you that it only takes an hour. You can be a superhero. And then we had a pandemic. And we really, really needed you. And then we really needed you to step up. And so many people have. We could use even more. Always could use good donors out there. Appreciate everybody that does do it. And is it a line I keep using? Yeah, but that don't make it not true. You can be a superhero. You don't need the tights, a tragic backstory, or a catchphrase. Just by donating blood. Again, Community Blood Drive taking place this Tuesday, February 21st, or the next Tuesday, I'm sorry, next Tuesday, February 21st from 10 to 3 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If you have questions, you can call the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin at 866-566-5900. That is 866-566-5900. We'll take our final break. We'll come back, take a bunch of your phone calls, get into our schedule coming up for the week, and plenty more. It's the morning. I knew I was going to do it once. Oh, I knew I was going to do it at least once. I almost made it to the last break. Oh, this is Over the Back Fence at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Over the Back Fence, Saturday edition. Hope you're having a good Saturday out there, everyone. James J. here with you, 11:53 on the clock, and we are going to take you right to noon. Got some good calls to take, I'm sure. Call up at 424-2600. Otherwise, we're going to get into our schedule, and I certainly want to talk Super Bowl with you if you want to talk about that, or, you know, maybe events in the area. You got items you're looking for, items you want to sell, bring it to us. I mentioned earlier, we got great sports on the dial this weekend. Be sure to catch Wisconsin Badgers at Nebraska at 2 o'clock coming up in just a little bit. Your River Kings tonight at 7 on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI, home of your Kings all season long for all their home games. Get to the Southwood County Rec Center tonight if you can. The Kings are in town. Show them what home ice advantage is. Go to riverkingshockey.com. Get to the game. Tomorrow, I know we know the Super Bowl is going on and everything. But maybe what if it's a blowout or something like that? Or maybe you want something to have on in the background while to counter the game. Well, be sure to catch Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8. Seth takes a different theme every week and finds music to surround that theme and great other stuff to go along with it. I am so proud of what he does with that show. I am one of its biggest fans, my father another one, and many, 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 many of you out there that I have heard from in the time that he's been doing it. This week, Strange. His theme is Strange. Now, when it's not about me. It's about songs. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, yeah. No, it's about like songs involving Strange. And I believe, as Seth told us, maybe a Billie Holiday song in there. Strange Fruit, maybe? And plenty of other good music. But you should join Seth for that. And we'll be here right after that with Director's Cut. Yeah. The show that Seth and I run together. Really an opportunity for us to feature local artists, musicians, photographers, painters, mimes, acrobats, zoologists. I mean, we'll have them all on. If you've got a talent, which all of you do, you'll join us for Director's Cut. We've had some really great guests. Last week, we had our friends from CWAC on, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Wendy and Amber joined us. Really a big shout out to them. Second time for Amber. She's done double duty, that poor thing. We are promoting 1974, the great Mike Eggren play. This week, we're going to be joined by poets. We have Jane Osopowski joining us, along with Jeff and Joanne Johannes. We had such a really, really fun, great conversation with them. Not just talking about their poetry, but poetry and writing in general. Really interesting conversation. Be sure to catch it tomorrow from 8 to 9. We understand the game's going on. If you don't get a chance to catch Seth Faces of Music or Director's Cut, the podcasts are dropping that day, that night. You can catch them right away. Maybe you get it a little bit later, a Sunday night or Monday or sometime during the week. We don't mind whenever you're able to join us. Just join us. And be sure to spread the word about the shows. Most importantly, spread a word about these artists that are joining us. We love the show. We love how much you have supported the show. And man, have you guys come out. It's been a long time since a new show has gained this kind of traction like it has with you guys. And we really, really, really cannot thank you enough. I'm personally blown away and humbled by it. It's been a passion project of mine for a long time. And here it is running. And the support we've gotten from you guys and, you know, people like Connie Tomsky, Faye Ville from FRM, and a shout out to Friends of Rapids Music. All these great guests that have already joined us and all the guests we got coming up. We had in just a little bit ago joining us Chase Quinches and Chase, great, great guy. Very talented artist. His episode will be coming up on February 19th, next Sunday. That's going to be a good one. We got Alexis coming in this week. We're looking forward to that. We'll be recording that, and that episode will be coming up soon. Got other ones in, other great scheduled guests coming up. Looking forward to. We'll tell you more about that. But again, spread the word about the podcast and ways that you can get it anywhere you get podcasts, and you can stream us live 24/7. Anywhere you get streaming, certainly at WFHR.com, and encourage you to download the Civic Media app. Join us all week long, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10, for mornings here at WFHR. Your host, James J. here, will be taking you along with the best co-hosts in radio. I got Melissa and Beth with us Monday. Not only will we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we'll be telling you about our friends at Stone Age Gem Minerals and more with their Ethiopian Opal Ring giveaway that they're doing for Valentine's Day. All you got to do is go on Facebook, go to their page, or our WFHR Facebook page. Tell us how you met your significant other, and you'll be in the running to get this wonderful custom Ethiopian opal ring. We'll talk about that. We'll have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we'll have the kitchens open on Monday with Melissa and Beth. Tell you more of our schedule in a moment. Let's take one more phone call. Good morning, you're on the show. Good morning. Hello. Oh, they hung up. You can call back. 424-2600. Got a minute left. Our rest of our schedule, Tuesday, Melissa and I will be hanging out. On Wednesday, we get the band back together. Terry Johns will be with us. Thursday, with the James Gang, with Melissa and Seth. They call it that. I don't like that name, but they call it that. Pet of the Week in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Madison and our friends from the Southfield County Rec Center, Southfield County Humane Society will be joining us. And we wrap up the week, Katrina Hittner hanging out with us. We get you ready for the weekend, Katrina and I. We'll have a lot of fun. We got a bunch of great stuff lined up for you. That's going to be a really good show. Morning Magazine on Tuesday. We'll be joined by Katie and our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Let's Talk Real Estate in Part 2 on Tuesday with J.R. Seward, Coal Banker, See Realtors. Wednesday, our Mayor Shane Blazer will join us along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And plenty of more guests throughout the week. Visit Rome is going to join us. We'll have Senator Patrick Teston on Friday along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.